1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's legal team continues its fight to deport suspected Venezuelan gang members to a prison in El Salvador. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Today, the Trump administration is back in court, appealing the ruling of federal judge James Boasberg, who questioned the president's use of the Alien Enemies Act.
Greenland not happy about an upcoming visit this week that will include Second Lady Usha Vance. CBS's Derek Waller.
President Trump has repeatedly said he wants the U.S. to take over the territory, which is within the Kingdom of Denmark.
The Sweet 16's all set.
To the freshman queen who's driving, floats it.
Derek Queen leading his team to win over Colorado State on TBS. Other winners, Maryland, Michigan State, Arizona, Kentucky, and Duke. UConn lost to Florida in its quest for a three-peat. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. In a race that's supposed to be nonpartisan, a candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice has been endorsed by the president and is being financed by Elon Musk. Lisa Hale has more.
Just hours after Brad Schimmel announced that President Donald Trump has endorsed him, Schimmel's opponent in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, Susan Crawford, was in Green Bay and Oshkosh.
You know, it was not a surprise, and in fact, I thought they'd sewn it up weeks ago. He's obviously been in the pocket of Elon Musk for many months now. Musk has basically taken over the financing of his campaign. So it's just more evidence that Brad Schimmel is running this race to try to push a partisan agenda to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and turn the Supreme Court into an arm of, you know, the Doge agenda.
Crawford kicked off a 10-day, 2,400-mile, 21-county campaign tour of the state on Saturday. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice wraps up with the ballot on April 1st. Early voting is already underway.
And a lawsuit is done, for now, in connection to an officer-involved shooting that led to protests in Milwaukee 5 years ago. Stuart J. Wiles has more.
The civil trial of former Wauwatosa officer Joseph Mensah ended in a hung jury. Jurors recently were unable to determine if he should pay damages for the 2020 shooting death of Alvin Cole outside of Mayfair Mall. A retrial has been set for September, prolonging the legal battle over the incident that led to Mensah's resignation from the Wauwatosa Police Department.
And the Wisconsin State Senate has unanimously passed a bill meant to protect women receiving medical care who were either unconscious or under anesthesia. The bill would require written consent to perform pelvic exams on women involving a medical student. Now the bill still needs to pass the full assembly before heading to Governor Tony Evers. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Badgers women take the gold. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team with a thrilling 4-3 victory over the Ohio State Buckeyes to win the Frozen Four. Head coach Mark Johnson talked about the pressure on Kirsten Sims to score that penalty shot with just 18 seconds left to send it into overtime.
I wanted to see who wanted to step up and own it, who felt comfortable in the setting, because you can't have 1 ounce of negativity in your mind as you pick the puck up. It's got to be all positive, because if you think about what's going on, you're going to miss your putt, and you're going to miss the shot.
It's the 8th national championship for Johnson as head coach. The Badgers celebrating with fans tonight at a rally inside the LeBron Arena in Madison. NCAA basketball, the Badgers men's season came to a bitter end after losing by 2 points to BYU. Wisconsin finished with 27 wins and 10 losses, their best record since 2017.
I'm really proud of this group, and the ending stinks, but the ride was a hell of a lot of fun.
That's head coach Greg Gard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down this afternoon. We will see some sunshine later today, too. Our high in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tonight, mostly clear, upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, hear from Main Street Alliance on how small business is getting hurt by the new administration, and we'll track online ads in the Supreme Court race.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is Monday, March the 24th of 2025. Right now, a bit of a dreary start in north central Wisconsin. It is a snow-covered landscape here in the Wausau area. Cloudy skies, 26 degrees is the temperature. And this is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. As well, you can also join us by going to YouTube.com. Again, YouTube.com, and go to the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube. Don't go to the Civic Media channel, but go to the WXCO channel, because we have separate channels. On the Civic Media channel this morning, it is Earl Ingram, and on the 98.9 WXCO channel, it is me and this program. And we would also like you to be part of the program by giving us a call or a text. And the number is the same for both, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Well, again, winter, we're getting more snow in the month of March than we did in any other month in the winter. Now we are officially into spring, but the snow has continued for the second time in the past week. In fact, second time in about 4 days or so. We got significant snow here in north central Wisconsin, about 8 inches of snow in Wausau yesterday. And we'll find out from Brittany Merlot what number she got in terms of the snow and what we can expect weather-wise. How long will this snow stick around? Is it going to melt? Are we going to get warmer temperatures? We'll find out with Brittany coming up at 8:21 this morning. Coming up at the end of the show, don't go away. Stick with us for the entirety of the 2 hours. We'll have our daily history lesson coming up at the end of the program. We'll talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We'll talk about some of the celebrity birthdays as well. And we will also have our acknowledgement of some of the special events that are being acknowledged today. And then we'll wrap things up with our daily history lesson. In fact, we'll start a new week with our number, I should say our daily history, our number for the day quiz. We'll wrap it up with our number for the day quiz and start a new week with Ian Welsh. Ian last week had a passing grade, had 2 out of 5 correct. We'll start the process of trying to get him that perfect week. Still have not had a 5 for 5 week, but the only way to get to a 5 for 5 week is to get the first one right, mm-hmm. and that's what we will do at the end of the show at approximately 9:55, 9:56 or so. We give him a number for the day. We give him 3 choices, 1 of which is correct, 2 of which is incorrect. So based on the math, he should get 1 out of 3 right, 33%. And if he's above 33% for the week, that means it's a passing grade. If he's below 33% for the week, that means it's a failing grade. And then, of course, we want him to have a winning week, which is 3 out of 5. His best ever week is 4 out of 5, and we're still looking for that perfect 5 out of 5 week. But that's coming up at the end of the show. But before we go any further, it's time to say good morning to our in-studio engineer and in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. It was definitely a wild weekend for weather.
No kidding. I mean, it's been just Wednesday we had the significant snow. We had somewhere around 7 to 8 inches.
Yep.
I think we may have even had a little bit more snow this time around. But it was actually interesting driving into work this morning. I noticed all the trees. I mean, they are just full of snow, white. And it's actually a very pretty sight as I was driving into work. The way that the trees were covered with the snow, it does not feel like springtime. It does not look like springtime. It actually had that look of around Christmas time. But it was, I thought, a very nice look for the snow on the trees. I mean, the trees really covered with the white. Areas around the roads covered with the white. But take your time again, because the plows out there did plow the snow. I was coming in just a few minutes ago, and there was that moment. I may have been going just a tad too quickly.
Uh-oh.
And all of a sudden, I could feel my car kind of hit the slickness. And where you have that moment where you feel like, uh-oh, you could go left, you could go right, you could end up in a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Just that moment where you just feel like, uh-oh, don't have that grip right now. And did not have that grip for just a moment. Then it regained the grip, was able to, you know, keep it straight and keep it steady.
That's good.
But those moments there where it's like uh-oh. And then I said, well, I think I'm going just a tad too quickly here. Even though, the plows had worked it. I mean, the roads are plowed, but they're still very slick.
Mm.
There's still snow covered. There's still ice covered out there. So if you're heading off to work, if you're heading off to school, if you're heading off on errands, make sure you take that extra few moments, because you're not going to get there if you're stuck in a ditch. And all of a sudden, in my back of my mind, I think, oh, no, am I going to lose it here? Because, you know, if this felt that moment of hitting that slickness, hitting that ice, but fortunately was able to keep her straight and head in and get here and make sure I got on the air in time.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm glad you got here safely.
Exactly right. But we'll find out how long this snow is going to hang around. One of the good things about this time of year is, we get 8 inches. But with the right kind of weather, if it turns around quickly, we could get rid of this rather fast, especially if the sun comes out. In fact, I heard earlier this morning when Brittany was on with Pat Kreitlow during Up North News Radio that after some cloud cover early on today, that perhaps, we may see some sunshine later in the day. So we'll get all the information coming up in about 8 minutes or so with Brittany Merlot.
I
know that you were on the road on Saturday. Did you make your little road trip to Green Bay?
We did. Thankfully, before the snow hit. But no, we had a great adventure tackling our first escape room of 2025 in Green Bay. It was a cool escape room. It was a Western-themed one. It was called a Heist at High Noon. And we were a little rusty because we haven't done an escape room in a couple months, but we had a team of 6. We were able to work together, communicate effectively, and we had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, because we always have a lot of good times and good stories to tell when we do these escape rooms. For this one, we did cut it close, but we were able to solve it with 6 minutes and 20 seconds left. So it was definitely one of our closer calls, but still, a win is a win, and we felt really good about it. And next month, we'll probably be getting set for our next escape room.
If you said you were a little rusty, what does it mean to be rusty in an escape room? What made you think that there was some rust there?
Well, let's see. One thing you have to know about escape rooms is that every escape room is a different and has its unique challenges. You know, sometimes it's the certain locks or combinations that can throw you off. And sometimes there's an obvious clue somewhere just staring you in the face and you can't see it until somebody points it out, which was actually the case we had on Saturday, because we were looking for a certain clue and we couldn't find it. And then we had to ask for a clue. And then our game master told us where it was. And it was so obvious. So,
very good. So yeah. Very good that you were able to win it.
Escape rooms are a lot of fun, but you know, if you haven't done it for a while, it does have its challenges, but we were very happy with how we did, and we're going to keep doing them for as long as we can.
Absolutely. So
it's also a great bonding experience as well.
Exactly right. So coming up during the program, mentioned that we'll talk to Brittany Merlot coming up in just a few minutes. Also going to take a look at the election for Village of Weston president, and the candidates are the incumbent Mark Maloney and the challenger is Jim Pinsino. And I live in the Village of Weston, and over the years there is a business in the Village of Weston that likes to fly its far-right conservative flag with the messages they put on their board.
Okay.
And I believe, and again, I have to double-check this, that one of the candidates is actually a person that works at that business. And I got to the point where I avoid even reading it because this business liked to jab at Democrats and former President Biden and others. And it makes it real easy for me to decide who I'm going to vote for when they put a campaign message on their board, and that's what they've done for this election. So I want to talk a little bit about this election and talk a little bit about the candidates and the issues involved with it, because it appears that this village election is being pushed forward in the same way that the Supreme Court election is, where the far right is wrapping their arms around one of the candidates. And I just think that at this time, the idea of giving more power to the far right is very dangerous, not only for the country, but for the Village of Weston as well.
Indeed.
So we're going to talk a little bit about this and coming up. And that'll be coming up after we talk to Brittany Merlot. So coming up next, it will be a look at the weather with Brittany, and then we'll look at the Village of Weston presidency and the election that is coming up in 8 days. Overcast skies, again, lots of snow on the ground, what, 8 inches or so? I believe. We'll find out for sure exactly what we got here in Wausau when we talk to Brittany Merlot coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
the 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
And welcome back to At Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22, currently 25 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Quick note, today is the beginning of our new contest, Break into Spring. It's a text to win contest, statewide contest with Civic Media. And just make sure that you tune in four times every day. The first time we started the contest was in the last hour during the 7 a.m. hour during Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. We will also do it three more times each and every weekday this week and next week at 11 a.m. during the Jane Matinair program, Matinair on Air, 1 p.m. during the Todd Allbuzz Show, and Dom Salvia at 4 o'clock. At the start of each of those hours, the host will give a keyword to enter in for your chance to be an hourly winner. And then if you send in that keyword for the hourly drawing, you will automatically be put in to win the grand prize at the end of the program. So at the end of the contest, I should say. Daily chances to win, a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 in cash. And again, every entry will put you into the grand prize drawing of a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So download the Civic Media app. That is the only way to enter this contest. And when you do enter the contest, make sure you use the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, the fourth one down, because it makes us look good down to the bosses.
So
the more that you use the WXCO part of the app, the better we look, and we would really appreciate it if you do that. So break into spring, the text to win statewide contest starting today, going through this week and next week here on 98.9 WXCO and on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, again, boy, twice in the past week, we have been hit pretty hard here with some spring snowstorms. Yesterday, again, we got nailed pretty hard. And as I said, coming into work, the road's still a little bit slick, even though they're plowed. Take a little bit of extra time. And to talk about how long the snow will hang around, whether or not we're going to get that warmer temperature that will melt the snow quickly, we're joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. I feel like winter has broken into spring multiple times now.
Well, we certainly got more snow in the month of March than we did in any other month of the year, haven't we?
We sure have. And we were hit as one of the hardest in this snowstorm. I mean, it came in, it never stopped, the wind was blowing, and we were flirting with that freezing mark with this heavy, wet, slushy type of snow. I mean, there are boulders out in the middle of the roads yesterday from intersections and just the slush piling up in different places. It was slick. It was slippery, especially in a transition zone down a little bit further south of us where you could just see the freezing rain and it just spin outs people on the side of the highway. It was rough and shoveling, too. This is the heart attack snow. This is that heavy, wet. We're all going to be sore. I hope you took your time. Throw some salt down this morning and just leave it alone until this afternoon at this point, because we are going to see the sun by the afternoon. We are going to get above freezing. We're actually going to go to about the mid-40s today. I have about 46 degrees. Now it's going to stay breezy. So what it's going to feel like to us is more like the mid-30s. But regardless, those temperatures and that sun are going to start working on that snow as soon as this afternoon. So that's good news because, I mean, we picked up 8.2 inches here in Wausau. 8.2. Whoa.
By the way, did you have you noticed the trees?
Yes,
I mean, it really looks, it looks pretty, doesn't it?
Beautiful. But they're also weighted down.
Yes, they are.
Kind of swaying or kind of tilted, or the branches are falling down to the ground at this moment. So they could still snap. We could still see power outages possible from that, especially as the sun comes out and they get heavier and melting and stuff. So but they're beautiful. My gosh, I love it. How every branch has got the snow and the ice just rhymed on it. It is beautiful out there.
Are we going to start getting some spring-like weather? I mean, I tell you, we're to the final week here of the month of March, heading towards the end of March, heading to April. Are we going to turn the corner here and get past this winter-like trend we've had the past week?
You know, we're going to slow it down. I say spring really does bring a lot of different wintry mix events for us, so it's not going to completely end yet, but this week we are going to get calmer, sunnier, dry conditions. Temperatures in the mid-40s still tomorrow, then we'll hit the low 50s by Wednesday, and we'll be near 60 degrees on Thursday. But as we hit the 60s and the upper 50s as we push into this weekend, it's also going to bring rain with it as well. So we are looking at a wet, damp, and dreary weekend, which could maybe mix with some snow into our northern areas by Sunday, but I think this one's going to stay mainly rain. So if you think about and you look out the window at all that snow, all the rain over the weekend, it's going to rise those rivers. It's going to be mud season for sure right away.
All righty. Well, what are the details here for the early part of the work week?
Yeah, breezy, becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s. We'll stay bright and beautiful tomorrow, still in the mid-40s, getting warmer for Wednesday. And we'll hit the warmest days of the week on Thursday and Friday in the upper 50s to low 60s. Spotty showers are possible Thursday, and then that rain rolls in for the entire weekend, unfortunately.
Ah, but the snow should be gone by the end of the week, right?
I think so. Yep, it'll be gone.
I hope so.
All right, Brittany. Well, thanks again for the information. Have a good Monday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Bye, guys. Have a great day.
That's our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, joins us at 8:21 every weekday morning right here on 98.9 WXCO. Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, overcast skies and 26 degrees. Winds are out of the west at 16 miles per hour, gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. The dew point is 20, relative humidity of 78%, the barometer at 29.62 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we'll have an information update, let you know what's going on when it comes to news, weather, sports, entertainment. And then coming up after that, we're going to talk a bit as we are 8 days away from Election Day. And of course, a lot of focus on the Supreme Court race, the State Department of Public Instruction race. And then there are some local races. Of course, we have a school referendum here in Wausau, and the Village of Weston has an election for president. We're going to talk a little bit about that, give you a little information about those candidates if you, like me, are a resident of Weston and will be voting in this election. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Falls.
Falls Radio, WXCO. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Amid harsh debate on Thursday, Republicans in the Wisconsin State Assembly approved four bills restricting the rights of transgender kids in the state. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Two of the bills would restrict trans kids from joining women's sports teams from kindergarten through college. One would bar minors from accessing gender-affirming care, and the other would not allow students to use different names or pronouns without permission from their parents. Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto any bills he sees as targeting the LGBTQ plus community.
And the Peregrines are back on their power plant perch. Stuart J. Waddles tells us more.
The Falcons are once again nesting at Wisconsin power plants, continuing a conservation effort that began over 30 years ago. That's when We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service installed nest boxes at their facilities. The program has resulted in the hatching of more than 450 chicks. Three We Energies facilities and one WPS facility are live streaming the nest activities.
And a local event will bring students up close and personal with the great outdoors. The Wisconsin Envirothon is an environmental science competition for middle and high school students hosted by the Wisconsin Land and Water Conservation Association. This one-day event has people get their hands dirty in activities in wildlife, aquatic ecology, forestry, soils, land use, and current environmental issues. Environmental specialists from across the state will be there and volunteer their time to judge the competition. The winning high school team goes on to compete at the National Conservation Foundation Envirothon, which is the largest high school educational environmental program in North America. 24 teams will compete in this year's state competition, which takes place on April 11th at Lions Camp in Rosholt. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It looks like there will be a season three of Severance, the hit show that dropped its season two finale last week. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller say there will not be as long a wait for season three after there was a huge gap in between seasons one and two, thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apple TV show has been a giant hit for the streamer, which shouldn't be a surprise given 35 people have producer credits, including Ben Stiller and star Adam Scott. I'm late to the party and just started season one. If you want to share your thoughts on Severance or whatever you're watching, tune in to Nightlight and let's discuss. If you're looking to get into the entertainment business but are lacking material, you might be interested in a piece of intellectual property that just hit the market. The rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have become available, and there will most likely be a bidding war between studios and or actors who want a star. Or you. All you need are some deep pockets. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down this afternoon. We will see some sunshine later today, too. Our high in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tonight, mostly clear, upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat Harvey Kaye will discuss the threats posed to Social Security by the Trump administration. Does calling about missing Social Security payments make you a fraudster? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
just don't know what to feel.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Civic Media app and on YouTube, youtube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO part of the YouTube, the channel. Get that right. Terminology. You can join us. Call or text 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. We just received a text from 715. I early voted last Thursday, our texter says. Check your local city or village office for times. And that's exactly right. The early voting began last Tuesday in Wisconsin. And you have to check with your local municipality to see what the hours are, what the time frame is when it comes to early voting. But no matter whether you're early voting or voting on Election Day, which is 8 days away, make a plan. Make sure you know exactly what your plan is in terms of voting, because there are some significant races on the ballot. You got that state Supreme Court race. You have the superintendent for the state Department of Public Instruction. We got the local races, depending on where exactly you live. I said we have a referendum, an operational referendum in the Wausau School District. And coming up here in just a moment, we'll talk about an election in the village of Weston for village president. But there are different ways to vote, whether early or at the poll on Election Day. You can get more information about the spring election, what you need to register in person on Election Day, at myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. From local to statewide races, make your plan to be a voter between now and next Tuesday, April the 1st. Myvote.wi.gov. Make your plan today. 8 days to go, and then once again, we will be able to take a step back from these commercials, because right now, for the state Supreme Court race, we are getting commercial after commercial after commercial. And it's interesting because you get all those commercials for that race, and then there's other races you don't get any commercials for. You have to basically, I think, learn about the candidates yourself and to be prepared in order to go out and vote. And one of the elections that I am keeping an eye on is the Village of Weston president. And to begin with, I want to just, and again, this is my experience. And, you know, in terms of the business of one of the candidates. And I mean, you can obviously feel differently. And I mean, it's just the way it's been for me for a lot of years. I mean, I've lived in the Village of Weston for a very long time. And there's been a business there called Patriot Auto for a very long time. And over the years, they have been very upfront about their support of far-right politics and far-right politicians. And they like to put a lot of statements on their board. Instead of talking about their business, they like to talk about politics on their board with in front of the business. And they have made fun over the years of people like President Biden and President Obama and other Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and other leading Democrats, Governor Tony Evers, and others. And basically, and this was before this election, this is the first time I've seen anyone from Patriot Auto actually go on the ballot. And I may have just missed it. But it is said to me over and over again, you don't want my business. You don't respect my point of view. You put these messages in a way that is very much saying that they're saying to me, I'm an idiot. And that, yes, I understand that everybody has the right to put out their own beliefs and their beliefs in the political system and the political questions of the day. But the way that they've done it for many years at Patriot Auto has been one where I got to the point where I have learned to avoid even looking at their board because it would just annoy me. Because when I go home from work, I turn right at Patriot Auto in Weston. I turn right to go to, and I live within about a block and a half of Patriot Auto. I shouldn't let people know. Now they're going to come knocking on my door. But nevertheless, whatever. But so that board is right in my point of view as I turn in. But I've learned to avoid it because it annoys me. And again, they can do whatever they want. Their business obviously has been thriving because there's a lot of people that agree with them politically. So they say they probably get the people that love Donald Trump and love the MAGA agenda, love the far right agenda. But for me, it's always said to me, you're not really welcome here. And I guess if they get enough of the MAGAs there to make it the official auto repair shop of the far right, you can make a pretty good living in central Wisconsin. But now the owner of Patriot Auto, Jim Pisano, he is an owner and technician at Patriot Auto. He is a person that served our country, so I do respect that. He was a member of the United States Marine Corps who served after 9/11. But frankly, again, it's just been constant over year after year after year, these messages on the Patriot Auto sign. And now there's a sign that says vote for Jim Pisano. And it's not surprising since he's the owner of the business that he's going to put up a big sign that says he's on the ballot for village president. But let's look at the two candidates. There was a primary that started with three in the village of Weston and moved down to two. And now it is Jim Pisano, who is the owner of Patriot Auto. He is the challenger and the incumbent, current village president Mark Maloney, seeking re-election. And again, the spring election coming up a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, April the 1st. And one of the things, and I was looking at some of the information out there in terms of the candidates and their points of view, and it's very obvious that if you're somebody that agrees with the general Republican idea of not spending any tax dollars on basically anything, Mr. Pisano is somebody that is one that would be agreeable to you. I think Maloney is more of a mainstream governmental servant, willing to look at the areas where government can partner with maybe private interests to grow the village and grow the area. But there was an article back a couple of months ago, Q&A with the then three candidates for office in the village of Weston, talking about some of the issues involved, including budget constraints. It was the Wausau Pilot and Review asked these questions of these candidates, and they started by asking about many local governments facing budget constraints and then talking about the strategies that would be implemented to maintain or improve village services. Maloney talked about project cost sharing, partnering services, possible mergers of existing departments. Again, I would say mainstream ideas. Pisano tries to use a slogan called EATS, Efficiency, Accountability, Transparency, and Sustainability, and talks again about inefficiencies, and I mean very much the DOGE idea, trying to go in there and find where the insufficiencies are, and basically says, you can't be spending any money. Talked about what steps would be taken to attract and retain businesses in the village of Weston while supporting existing small businesses. The current incumbent talked about trying to navigate some of the issues with some of the red tape that's involved, listening to existing businesses, what they believe are ways to improve as well. Pisano talking about just basically buying local, which is always a good idea, but again, not really trying to do any kind of investment to say, okay, instead of going to Menards in Red Mountain, go to Ace in Weston. Well, terrific. Mm. Not really much of a answer in terms of, growing business. Talking about development. I mean, just basically down the line. And I would, Google out, Village of Weston president candidates. You can find a lot of information. But again, the idea that you can just say, we're not going to spend any money. We're not going to spend any money anywhere. We're not going to spend any taxpayer money. We're just giving back as tax cuts to the very wealthy. It's very much, again, I think the traditional far right plan where everything needs to be privately done, everything. Yeah. And I just don't think that is something that is sustainable in the long term. Talking about there's a project going on in the Village of Weston when it comes to Kennedy Park, which is near DC Everest. There's a large project at Kennedy Park and Outdoor Recreation Center across the street from DC Everest where the Green Heck Turner Community Center is. And, in terms of talking about, well, obviously you had to pay for that. And Maloney, the incumbent president, talks about the ARPA grant with seed monies. And obviously there's, I think, more that needed to be answered with his response. But Pisano talks about Kennedy Park being a great idea. But he says, I do not support using Weston residents' property tax dollars to develop the park. Well, I kind of think that in terms of that kind of project, we hear so often about private-public partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Village of Weston is going to be a big beneficiary of this project at Kennedy Park. Yeah, there can obviously be some kind of private investment, but this is also something that most definitely needs public investment as well. But his idea is that how about 2026 Amazon Prime Athletic Park or something like that? I mean, give me a break.
Oh, brother.
No, but I mean, I understand the idea that, you want private investment. And if, we saw the Green Heck Turner Community Center that was privately funded. But the idea that public dollars never go into something that is a definite plus for a community, I just disagree with that. Again, this is about, I have no problem with battling ideas that, if somebody thinks that under basically no circumstances should public money go to projects like this, fine. Let's have that conversation. He doesn't seem to think that public transportation is something that can be done in the Village of Weston because of the cost factor, and he's not willing to put that in to the pot. Again, I just think that the political philosophies need to be looked at. We get so caught up often in the show aspect of it. But the idea that tax dollars shouldn't be involved in a Kennedy Park project, where that is such a positive within a community, I think that's a discussion that continues to need to be had. And again, for people in the Village of Weston, take a look at the answers to some of these questions. The time is 8:49. We're going to come right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Winter is out and winning is in. In our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For terms and conditions, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms. Good luck.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
Wisconsin has a new free online tax filing tool called IRS Direct File, available in English and Spanish. On average, file your federal and state taxes online in less than an hour. Head to directfile.irs.gov to see if you're eligible today. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily, oh, joyfully.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa. By searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. One other aspect concerning the Village of Weston presidential race between the incumbent, Mark Maloney, and the challenger, Jim Pinsano. One of the big things that Pinsano has brought up is the cost of the new Village of Weston village building, the village hall, village building.
Mm-hmm.
And him and some others had been complaining often about the cost involved in it. The Village of Weston is a growing area. And I would be curious to see, as time goes by, whether or not some of the folks who think that it was too much to spend or too much of a, I guess, too big of a building, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
I ultimately think that the idea and the village needed a new building. And they built it. And again, those on the right seem to think that you should never spend any money, that if you spend money involved in government, that means that's less for the tax cuts for the very wealthy. But I'm just curious, in the next 5, 10, 15 years, as the Village of Weston continues to grow, whether or not the vision that was shown by the folks that built this building will be vindicated. Again, it's going to be interesting to see because obviously, because one of the aspects on the sign, I mentioned the sign in front of Patriot Auto that likes to say things that kind of try to jab at those on the left. They enjoy annoying me and people like me. And they,
you don't have to give examples.
No, but
I believe you.
The sign right now is talking about Pinsano for village president. One of the things to vote for him is that they won't spend the $15 million or whatever it was on buildings like the village hall. Do you want a shack? I mean, do you want a building that is not going to be up to the needs of the village, a growing village? Again, I just think that the thing, I think this is an interesting race because it will say, I think, a little bit about what people believe that government's role is. Should government be a totally passive bystander when it comes to the either growth or the needs of a village? Or should it be more active? Whether it's at the level of the old public partnership with private folks, or just more generally, a more robust part of our daily lives. And I know that in this era, there seems to be a backlash towards thinking that government can be a positive good in people's lives. And I think what we're finding out in Washington in the last couple of months is that when you completely kneecap government, it does cause issues in a negative way for many people's lives.
Yeah.
We're seeing that right now with Elon Musk and the Department of Government Department of Government. What does the E stand for? I can't even remember anymore. Efficiency.
Yeah.
It's so goofy right now, I forget that. But I think in this race, you have a person in Mr. Pinsano who truly does believe in the far-right governmental philosophy of not spending any of your taxpayer money, that everything should be privately funded. And I disagree with that. I think that there is a role for government, and I think we've seen that over the last 150 years. If you look back at the last 150 years, every positive aspect of government that has been pushed forward, I would say Social Security, I would say Medicare, Medicaid. I would say that the rules that ended child labor, the rules that ended 7-day work weeks, 18 hours a day, and not getting any kind of overtime pay when you go beyond 40 hours. I think every one of the positive aspects has been pushed through by those on the left. Mr. Pinsano does not think that we, and one of the other aspects, if you look at some of the Q&As that he had with the WASA pilot, is that, you know, the idea of rules, regulations. We need to get rid of regulations. That opens things up in the viewpoint of the right. So, again, I'm curious to see how this race goes because after the last couple of months, does the village of Weston want somebody put into office as the village president that believes pretty much up and down the line with the philosophy of the current far-right Republican Party, the current administration? Basically, that government should not be a factor in any lives, that they should be cut down to the bone, and that people should be left on their own. I think it's going to be a very curious race coming up in 8 days in the village of Weston. Coming up, we have an update on what's going on with the news, weather, and sports and entertainment. And then our number two of the show, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration's bid to resume deportation flights to El Salvador will be back in federal court a day after a plane full of foreigners was sent home to South America. CBS's Derek Waller.
Overnight, multiple Department of Homeland Security officials confirmed to CBS News that a removal flight carrying nearly 200 Venezuelan migrants, some of them alleged gang members, landed in Venezuela Sunday.
Negotiators from the U.S. and Russia are meeting in Saudi Arabia on a partial ceasefire in Ukraine. This Ukrainian lawmaker is worried U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff favors Russia.
He's either totally unprofessional and not fit for his position, for his role, which is very important, or he is acting in the interests of Putin.
CBS News has learned President Trump will announce a $5.8 billion steel manufacturing project for Louisiana when he meets with Governor Landry at the White House today. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with